from the WABE newsroom. The federal government is offering states nearly $500 million in grants to tackle the nation's opioid epidemic. Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price made the announcement yesterday at the National Drug Abuse and Heroin Summit right here in downtown Atlanta. WABE's LEU reports.
Secretary Price, who left his Georgia congressional seat earlier this year, says fighting the country's opioid epidemic is one of his priorities. He called it an emergency and compared it to the Vietnam War.
In this country right now, we lose 52,000 Americans. We lose a Vietnam every single year to drug overdose, 33,000 of those by opioid overdose. And I'm here to tell you that we as a nation need to say that is enough and it must be stopped.
He says $485 million in grants will be available to states for prevention and treatment programs. The money is funded through a bill President Obama signed in December. Price says another $500 million in grants will be available next year.
With these grants, we want to aggressively promote evidence-based policies and best practices. But we also recognize that states know best what their communities need and that they've already been at the forefront supporting treatment and recovery in so many ways.
In 2015, more than 1,300 people in Georgia died from an opioid overdose. Lawmakers here passed legislation this year trying to help. They want doctors to check a state database before prescribing opioids to prevent abuse. Opioids have become a gateway drug to heroin, says Dr. Tom Frieden, former director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
This is the case where we need to change the way we look at a whole class of medications. Opiates are dangerous drugs.
Frieden says doctors have been overusing opioids in pain management and would like to see stricter guidelines. LEU WABE News.